identity politics, intersectionality, and social privilege discourse, they're all the modes of the police. What's more, and above all, is that each of these discourses ignore the very morbid, scary, and terrifying libidinal politics that undergirds race in this country. It took someone as courageous as James Baldwin to say this, but the problem is that everyone is afraid to repeat it. If you read his story, his phenomenal short story, Going to Meet My Man, you can really acutely see the dynamics of racism in this country. To briefly summarize the story, it starts in the bedroom of a white couple, a white heterosexual couple. The white man is struggling with impotence. How does he get over his impotence? He remembers back to a time as a child where he is brought to a lynching. At that lynching, the corpse was not only mutilated, it was sexually mutilated, and he was given the genitalia. Once he remembered his being handed the genitalia, he was then able to become erect. This is deep stuff. No one likes talking about it, but this is the core of racism that we need to touch. What's more, I think no one wants to touch this part of the race problem is because we're all implicated in it. It's obvious that white liberals get off on the videos of black murder. It's even more obvious that there are black liberals who are more than happy to sell these videos of black death for their own careerist goals. But if we don't take into account these libidinal drives within racism, we cannot explain how and why Ahmaud Arbery was killed. It has nothing to do with the police. It has to do with what is driving American society as such.